Many extreme weather events have names, like Hurricane Beryl or California's Park Fire. So now people are talking about naming heat waves.
Heat wave Steve.
I'm not a heat wave. What? I'm more of an overcast day. Oh. But I think heat wave Layla would work.
How about I feel like I'm a hurricane.
Oh, you're a hurricane.
Definitely.
Okay, we'll save her for the hurricane. But anyway, they're talking of naming heat waves, and we have more on this from Drew Hawkins from the Gulf States Newsroom.
It was about 1 in the afternoon on Bourbon Street during the June heat wave when I ran into local chef Maestro Latorche. The heat index felt like it was 104, but for Latorche, it was otherworldly, or maybe underworldly.
The heat right now in New Orleans is like on fire. It's like hell itself.
It's always hot in the summers here, but it's getting worse. Scientists know that heat waves are more intense and more frequent now because of human-caused climate change. And New Orleans is at the top of the list among major U.S. cities with the largest increase in heat wave duration. I grew up here, and names like Hurricanes Katrina and Ida immediately trigger memories of disaster. And nearly everyone I talked to about this idea of naming extreme heat said the same thing. Here's Walt McDaniel, a doorman in the French Quarter.
Sounds like a good idea. Sounds like something, you know, that's useful.
While we're talking, one of his coworkers, Nicholas Smith, jumps the velvet rope blocking the entrance to introduce himself. And he's a bit of an oversharer.
I'm commando at work, man. It's too hot.
But he says he's in favor of the idea of naming extreme heat events.
If they say, yeah, heat check, scorcher, scorcher's coming out. Oh, I'm staying inside. I'm calling off work. Like, if you name it Scorcher, you feel me?
And just up the road on Bourbon Street, Riley Hansen is in town visiting from Arizona, which has already seen record-setting heat waves this year. And he says a heat wave with a name would affect how he makes his plans.
I'd probably wait, maybe. Probably wait to travel, maybe delay it a week or something like that until the heat wave's over.
Naming heat waves can absolutely save lives.
That's Kathy Boffman-McLeod, who heads the global nonprofit Climate Resilience for All. She co-authored a study that looked at the world's first named heat wave. It was called Zoe, and it scorched Seville, Spain for 6 days in 2022. And the study found that people took more precautions because of the name.
If you know about it, know what to do about it, and have the capacity to do it, nobody has to die.
Some meteorologists say naming heat waves may not be effective and could lead to more confusion. Heat waves and heat domes can overlap, so you could end up with two names over one area. In an email statement, the National Weather Service says they don't name heat waves because they're, quote, highly contextual. 100 degrees in Arizona may not be as dangerous as 100 degrees in Maine because of things like humidity and air conditioning. And it may not change much for people who have to work in the heat, like fisherman Nathan Boudreau.
It could be rain, sleet, snow, tornadoes. I gotta come to work.
We're just outside New Orleans at the West Wego Shrimp Lot. Think daily farmer's market for local seafood.
It's hot out here, we burning.
It's a melting pot, or maybe a gumbo pot, of the region's cultures with Cajun, Creole, and Vietnamese vendors and fishermen. Susie Oob has been bagging fresh shrimp here for 40 years. And she says as the heat gets worse, a name could make a difference. She may choose to stay indoors.
Because I'm too old. I'm really, you know, getting at the age where I can't come out here like that when it's too hot.
For now, the National Weather Service has not completely nixed the idea of naming heat events, and it says it appreciates research that helps the agency understand how to best respond to extreme heat. For NPR News, I'm Drew Hawkins in New Orleans.